Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about anger. How to deal with anger, even if you are justified in feeling angry about something. We all know things happen and people do things to us that can make us so angry. Things out there in the world that are just wrong. Things that people do and say that are just so wrong that can just make you so mad and so angry. But where is the barrier, the border, the crossover point where you can be have this healthy anger, where you are standing up for what's right? Where is that when it suddenly can slip over into becoming very toxic? That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about how can we take healthy anger and keep it healthy and not let it get into that unhealthy zone that actually starts destroying us and damaging our own brain and our body and making us pretty ineffective in actually making a change. How do you know when you've crossed the line from righteous to toxic anger? Well, here's some tips to help you that I use to help myself. First of all, when you start shifting into toxic anger, your body starts getting damaged. Your brain first and then your body follows. And this will make you feel physically sick and pretty quickly. So you can feel your body tensing. You can actually feel your body working against you instead of for you. You're going to toxic stress. You'll start activating 1400 physiological responses that will work against you instead of for you. If you stay in anger, you are literally putting yourself at risk for a heart attack, for a stroke in your brain, and for various different physical things that can go wrong pretty quickly. Angry people get sick. So watch that in yourself. It starts like gently and then it starts getting worse and worse. Second thing is you can look at the situation in terms of, is it consuming you? Is it consuming you in that you can't stop thinking about this, that it's coming up in most conversations, that it is just all you seem to be talking about, that you bring every example about everything back to that particular incident or incidents or situation? Consumed means that that's what you're thinking about all the time and it's controlling you. So if you feel that that's the case, maybe you didn't even realize, maybe someone in your family or a friend pointed out to you and said, you're actually sounding really angry. This is all you ever talk about. You're making everything about this. When people say that kind of thing to you, that's a good hint. It's a good time for you to realize that maybe you've been consumed by this anger and it started shifting. You also become very enemy-centric, which means that everything's just like, they're just these huge enemies and you can start seeing this in everything about the situation and even translating that into other situations. You keep talking about it. It's determining your actions. Is it determining your next action? Are you making your next decision or going into the next business decision, the next moment, relationship moment, whatever, with this anger pent up inside of you? So it's influencing your facial expression, how you enjoy the next moment. Is it upsetting the people around you? Are you finding people are actually saying to you that, you know, this is making me feel uncomfortable or I just don't want to be around you or that kind of thing? So how do you prevent yourself from going into this kind of toxic anger? There's some really simple things that you can do. The first thing is get it out of yourself. If something bad has happened to you or someone has done something that's terrible or there's something in politics or the world or a situation that really makes you angry and you justify it, I mean, it really is something to get angry about. Get it out. Don't suppress it. Don't pretend everything's fine. Don't just quote some scripture or quote some positive affirmation and pretend it doesn't exist. Because it is something that you have experienced. It's part of your reality. So you need to get it out. If you suppress it, you're going to suppress something that is toxic and that you feel and recognize as being toxic. And then it's going to make you sick as well and damage your brain and cause brain damage and all the things because of the mind-brain connection. So get it out. Freak out in the love zone. And I have done a great podcast on freaking out in the love zone and what that means. But essentially, it is cry, scream, shout, get it out of you. But once it's out of you, then do something. So get it out and then do something. Channel that energy of acknowledging that this is wrong, that you justified in being angry, that there's a reason for this anger. Speak out that reason. Speak it out, even if it's over a couple of days. Don't let it stretch on for days on end and weeks on end. Get that out and then start taking that energy. And before it becomes toxic and works against you, now start channeling it towards something positive. What does that mean? First thing, you're going to have to forgive. When you forgive, you disentangle yourself from that situation or that person or those persons. Entanglement is a quantum principle that means connection. It means relationship. So we are in relationship. When you have a toxic experience with someone, you're in a relationship with them. And once connected, you are always connected. You're the love connection unless you break it. Now, the love connection is always healthy, so that always stays connected. But the toxic connection, you can always break. So by forgiving, what you are doing is you're actually disconnecting from the toxicity of that situation, the incorrectness, the unfairness, the unkindness, the bad side of that relationship. When you forgive, you disentangle. If you don't, you're actually allowing that negative energy from that person or persons and situation to come inside your own brain and grow it in your own brain. So you are allowing toxic energy to pour inside of you, and you're increasing your toxic load inside your brain and your body, which influences your mind. So forgiveness breaks that. It protects you. Then you need to channel it into something very positive. Do something. So take that energy that you would have put into that getting mad about that situation and put that into something positive. Put that into maybe a new business goal, into maybe someone that you, a letter that you should have written, maybe into a product that you want to create, maybe into go and volunteer at a nonprofit or somewhere that's doing something great that you can actually make a difference. Just talking doesn't do anything, but channeling that into something constructive where you actually will change a situation that's positive. If I just think of an example in my own life, just very recently our daughter got married, and she's married an African American, and when I was putting up all the photos and all excited about it, someone actually commented on one of the posts, "This is so wrong." And it was a completely racist post commenting that it was wrong for a white person to marry a black person. Well, that is justified anger. Our entire family got mad. We were so angry. We were so upset, and we vented and we freaked out in the love zone. But we went on, and I found myself, because it was so personal, I found that actually this was stretching beyond a couple of days. I found myself still mad a week later. I found myself talking about it a lot in a lot of different situations. And my face changed. I looked ugly. I looked angry. I looked frustrated. And even though it was so absolutely wrong, and I had actually banned that person from my social media, which I felt was a good action, what I found is that I hadn't forgiven. So I stopped and I thought, I'm not going to channel this energy anymore. I'm going to fight against racism. I'm going to turn to do something positive. I'm going to forgive that person. And I'm actually really going to pray and believe that that person realizes that the fact that I banned them was a message for them to maybe stop and self-regulate their actions and maybe look at why did I ban them. And really believe and pray. In other words, I started shifting it in a positive direction and looked at ways that I can actually help people with toxic thinking, that people don't see differences as value judgments and all kinds of things. So I started channeling it into a product, into podcasts, into the way I teach, and it became something I could handle, something positive. Now I can talk about it without feeling sick. At one point when I spoke about it, I felt sick. I felt so almost consumed, almost owned by that anger. So there's a good example for you. Now, one more point I want to bring up is, how do you protect yourself from toxic people that make you angry? How do you protect yourself from someone? So even though I hadn't met that person on social media, I was allowing that person for more than a week to affect me. I wasn't protected from that person. That person's racist, toxic feelings were actually affecting my life. And I suddenly realized, I don't want this person I don't even know to affect my life. So I needed to protect myself from that person. So by forgiving, I severed that tie, and I imagined and visualized, which changed the structure of my brain and created an energy that Einstein even spoke about. All of us are generating energy. I built this shield to protect myself. So now there, that person wasn't affecting me physically, but you may be in a situation where you are in physical danger. So it's very important that if you are, that you do remove yourself from that situation that's making you angry and also putting you potentially in physical danger. Very important that you protect yourself physically. At the same time, it doesn't mean that you don't forgive. You still have to forgive. Otherwise, you still stay connected to that person in the non-physical zone, and they can still affect how you're functioning. And that then you're literally giving more energy to that person who hurt you. You are giving them more anger to increase in their racism or their unkindness or their ridiculous thinking or their unkind words that are hurting others. You're giving them power to actually not just hurt you, but to hurt others. So think of it like that. To take this a little bit further, I really want to emphasize this concept of protecting yourself. You know, research shows that when you imagine, you're actually building a thought inside your brain. And as you build a thought inside your brain, you're generating energy. Einstein actually showed in his research, plus a lot of other scientists, that as humans, we are always generating energy. And this energy can either be healthy or negative. So when you imagine something healthy, so when you imagine that you see, you like, let's say, for example, you imagine that this person in Mike is now becoming not racist. They suddenly realize they're becoming loving. They're becoming accepting of different cultures, etc. As I imagine that, I am literally changing the energy in my body. I'm changing the way my brain works, the neurotransmitters, and I'm building a shield. I'm creating an energy shield around me that protects me from the toxicity of that particular person or that particular situation from actually coming inside of me. So when you imagine, it's not just some vague thing, it's a real energy change that you create and you protect yourself. So you can say a prayer, you can imagine, take a scripture, you can do it however you want. But what you're doing is using the power of your mind, the power of your brain to change and your physical functioning that then blocks that toxic energy coming in you, and it changes how you are managing the toxic energy, and that is protective in itself. Very, very helpful. So the next time that you're in a toxic situation where you find yourself getting so angry, justified anger, all the things we've been speaking about, let's talk about how to use this shield, how to build a shield around yourself. I want you to imagine that there literally is a physical shield around yourself, or a bubble. Imagine a bubble, see it, see this bubble around you, and then see things bouncing off the bubble. So my one daughter, she had a very, very toxic boss in her previous job. And it was so getting so bad that she was actually developing heart problems, because every time she went to work, it was so absolutely toxic. Always angry. She was angry back. It was just a very, very, very toxic situation. So she would talk to me about this. And I said to her one day, imagine that you have a shield around you. Imagine that you're completely surrounded by this shield. And every time that your boss speaks, remember, it's first of all coming from some kind of pain. Because as soon as someone is shooting out that kind of toxic energy, it's coming from their own inner frustration and they're taking it out on you. So it's not you. Yes, you may be doing something's wrong and you can improve, because we all can improve, but don't take that inside yourself and make it change how you function. See it bouncing off that shield. So visualize yourself with this shield around you as that toxic energy comes at you, as that toxic information, as you read about that person, as you hear about that person, as you see things related to this in whatever context it is, or if you're directly in the situation like my daughter was with her previous boss, see that toxic stuff bouncing off, bouncing back at them, but you don't absorb that. You keep yourself healthy, and inside you are generating positive energy, and that is coming out of you. And love always overrides toxicity. Love always conquers all. So the love pouring out of you, because you are protected, will start neutralizing the toxic energy coming from that person. Try this. It really does work. If you want to know more about this, I recommend my book, The Perfect You, which deals with a lot of the science of love and mental health and forgiveness and all these things. And I also recommend my latest book called Think, Learn, Succeed, where I talk a lot about mindsets. And mindsets are like these shields, literally, that you're putting up to protect yourself, to help you get out of that toxic anger and to protect you from other toxic people in your life. If you want to really experience and deeply immerse yourself in this mind-brain connection, all the stuff that I teach and how to protect yourself from angry situations and the power of your mind, I really recommend that you join me at my annual conference this year, which is running on the 30th of November and the 1st of December in Dallas at the Hilton Anatole Hotel. If you want to know more, you can go to drleafconference.com. Hope to see you there. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf.